Why is it, I wonder, in any discussion involving atheism or belief in God, it is the believers who seem to feel they are at a disadvantage? It is as if believers tend to think that atheists have somehow won the argument unless the believers can prove them wrong. But the truth is, it is not possible for atheists to prove that God does not exist. Just because believers cannot convince atheists that they are wrong, it does not mean atheists have won the argument. As one atheist, Bruce Anderson, pointed out in an article entitled "Confession of an Atheist," it is worth remembering that a substantial majority of the cleverest people who have ever lived have believed in God. Many atheists simply do not want to believe that God exists. Rather, they look to science as the only path to truth. But is science the only path to truth? In his book, The Devil's Delusion: Atheism and Its Scientific Pretensions, the agnostic David Berlinski asserts that the prevailing scientific theories about the human mind, the Big Bang, the origin of life, and the origin of matter are all open to debate. He writes, for example, "The claim that the human mind is the product of evolution is not an unassailable fact. It is barely coherent." As a critic of both intelligent design and Darwinism, Berlinski's basic point is that there are still many phenomena that science cannot explain. We've made great progress in understanding the natural world, but nothing we have discovered, if clearly understood and honestly reported, demands that we take a creator out of the picture. I know personally several scientists, some of whom are leaders in their respective fields, who have no trouble reconciling their ongoing discoveries with their belief in God. The more they learn about the physical creation, the more their belief in its creator is enhanced. They also point out that no experiment can be devised that will once and for all prove or disprove the existence of God. You see, God is the creator, not part of the creation. You can't discover God by searching through deeper and deeper layers of the creation. God reveals himself to humanity in only one way, through his Son, Jesus Christ. You will never find God as a result of a successful experiment. You only come to know God because he loves you, because he wants you to know him. That's why he sent his Son to be one of us. Once you come to know God, that is, once he's opened your heart and mind to know him, and you've experienced the relationship of love he has for you, you will have no doubt that God exists. That is why I can say to the atheist, it's up to you to prove there is no God, not up to me to prove there is. Once you know him, you'll believe too. What's the real definition of an atheist? People who don't believe in God yet. I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.